Shabbat. So Wednesday is Tu B'Shvat, and people will be eating fruit. And I don't think I'll be here tomorrow night, so I'll say this now. So the halachas of brachas, the order, is based on the pasuk. The halacha I spoke about Shabbos like a sort of LP Pshuto Shel Mikra, the two oretzus, but there's halachic ramifications in terms of what's considered more chashuv to make the bracha on it, to be motzi everything else. Well, either what comes first or to be motzi everything else. So the first comes olives, because eretz zeis shem and utvosh. And the chiton sorah is not considered a fruit. It's minas shetapcha ben eretz Yisrael. I'm not aware that people eat chitu sorah and Tu B'Shvat. Maybe they do. I don't know. Certainly it says that some hold that the eitz of the Marishan was a chita. But, okay, there was special gluskos in Gan Eden. In Los Angeles, it'll be special gluskos. But anyway, so in terms of fruit, olives come first because of Eretz Zeis Shemen, and then Udvash is dates, because that's one and two after Oretz, because the first two after Oretz and the first Oretz is Chitu Sora. And the third is grapes, Tainos figs, and Rimon is pomegranates. So that's the order. Olives, dates, grapes, figs, pomegranates. Maybe somebody will think of an acronym.
O-D.
Don't
goof up.
Okay. And, okay. If you're eating fruit and you don't have from the Sheva Minim, you make the bracha on a fruit that you usually prefer. Shalem comes before sliced, but only of the same species. What you prefer in Shabbos Aminim is a shalem, but bottom line is what you prefer comes even before shalem. So that's how it stacks up in terms of. I mean, you're only going to make 108, I assume. So that's going to be on olives if you have olives. Okay, dates a second. Okay, that's halacha. It's a simple, straightforward halacha.